to play later today to determine who the other team will be in that championship game to face the winner of this one here today. It is time to take a look at our starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And first for the Kansas Jayhawks, ranked third in the country, Bill Self in his 20th year as the head coach at Kansas. 34-6 last year, the defending national champions. They're off to a 5-0 start this year. Their backcourt looks like this. The point guard from last year's national championship team, DeJuan Harris Jr., gets the start at point. He's 6'1", 175 out of Columbia, Missouri. Kevin McCullough Jr., transferred in from Texas Tech. He was a two-year starter at Tech. He's one of the better defensive players in the Big 12 Conference. He starts at another guard. He's 6'6", 210. He's got great length, and he can really lock down the opposition's best scorer. Grady Dick is the fabulous freshman at Wichita, Kansas. He is 6'8". He can really shoot the basketball. He's 16-32 beyond the arc this year. He had 6 first-half threes yesterday in that win over NC State. He had 25 points. He's averaging 18.4 points per game. He starts at the third guard. Another forward is Jalen Wilson. He was a key part to that national championship team a year ago. He's preseason all Big 12. 23.4 points per game in the early going of this season. He's 6'8", and he's a junior out of Denton, Texas. And K.J. Adams, Jr., not a big scorer, but he's fun to watch. He is a physical presence, and he can dunk the basketball. 6'7", sophomore out of Austin, Texas. He was on the all-Big 12 freshman team a year ago. He played in 37 games last year for the Jayhawks. The Badgers, of course, led by the reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year, Greg Gard, and the reigning Big Ten champions, the Wisconsin Badgers. They are off to a 4-0 start. They will start like this. Chucky Hepburn gets the start at the point guard position, averaging 8.8 points per game. The sophomore, of course, very key yesterday, handling that full court pressure from Dayton. Another guard, 6'3", 200-pound junior, Max Klesman. Big defensive play for him down the stretch in yesterday's win over the Flyers. He is going to be a key part to today's defensive effort against these Kansas Jayhawks as well. And another guard, Jordan Davis, the junior out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, averaging 10 points per game coming into today's action. At the four position, of course, is Tyler Wall, the senior out of Lakeville, Minnesota, preseason All-Big Ten, averaging just under 12 a game at 11.8 points per contest. And Stephen Crowell gets the start in the middle, the seven-footer out of Minnesota, 9 points and 7 rebounds yesterday against Dayton. He's averaging just under 10 points a game at 9.8. Those are your starting lineups. And we're about ready to get this one underway here from the Bahamas as the Badgers and the Jayhawks ready to tip. It'll be Crowell tipping against Adams for Kansas, and Crowell will control the tip into the hands of Jordan Davis, who then hands it off to Chucky Hepburn. Badgers in their home reds, Jayhawks in their road whites to get this one started. A cutting Klesman in the lane, tries to kick it into the corner to Jordan Davis. It's knocked away by the Jayhawks, and it stays with the Badgers.
A beautiful hard back cut by Max. Looked like he's going to have a wide open layup, and Kansas recovered very, very quickly.
Badgers get it into Chucky Hepburn here, driving in the paint, leaves it for Crowell underneath, and his dunk misses off the back of the iron. Here come the Jayhawks. They want to run. Dick in the front court in transition, kicks into the corner to Harris. Harris, a skip pass over on the right side. This is McCullough, and it's short off the top of the rim. Adams tracks down the offensive board for the Jayhawks, and Harris going to reset the offense for Kansas. McCullough hands it off to Dick on the right wing. Now Adams and Harris on the left wing, driving into the paint, kicks out to McCullough. McCullough kicks into the corner. That's Harris with it. Crosses over on Crowell. Up and under, and Crowell rejects him into the hands of Klesman. Badgers want to run. Here comes Jordan Davis in transition. The lay-in doesn't go. A lid on the basket early on in this one. Here come the Jayhawks the other way. McCullough will bring it across half court. Right wing to Wilson, and now Harris wants to set things up. Adams sets the screen, and the ball's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Klesman. It stays with the Jayhawks.
Chucky almost got a steal there. Back tapped him. Ball just ricocheted off of Max as it was going out of bounds.
No score. 18-48 remaining first half. The Jayhawks get it into Adams Jr. Right wing Wilson driving. Kicks back out to Adams, who dribbles over to the right elbow. Hands off to McCullough. Driving to the free throw line. Now left wing Harris for three. And that one goes in for DeJuan Harris Jr. And the Jayhawks grab a 3-0 lead.
They ran a couple of high screens and ended up getting a wide open shot for Harris.
Hepburn works it up the floor. Gets it to Crowell on the right wing. To Wall on the right side of the circle. Now left of the circle. That's Hepburn with the basketball. Dick is defending him. Hepburn picks up his dribble. Now top of the key, Wall. 9 to shoot on the shot clock. Wall driving, spins in the paint. Nearly loses the basketball. Controls it with 5 on the shot clock. Off the back of the backboard, no good. And the rebound goes to the Jayhawks the other way. In transition, here's McCullough seeking a 3. It's off the back of the iron.
Yeah, Wisconsin's going to need to get back as fast as they possibly can. They're just, Kansas just running and flinging it as soon as they get it down there.
Their eyes are down the floor the minute they get through basketball. 20 to shoot on the shot clock. Basketball in the front court for the Badgers. Klesman, entry pass. Down low to Wall. Backing in on Jalen Wilson with the left hand off the top of the backboard, and it falls in.
I think in the course of this game, Tyler can have his way inside on Wilson. But he had some patience in that one and made it.
3-2 ball game. Jayhawks with the lead very early. Dick with the basketball. Works it over right of the circle to Harris. And now into the corner, McCullough. They swing it around the perimeter. Left wing, Jalen Wilson for 3. No good. But Adams skies for the rebound for the Jayhawks. Finds a cutting McCullough. But the shot was affected by Crowell, and he comes down to the rebound.
Well, really a key. Wisconsin cannot give up these offensive rebounds, even those couple of long rebounds off of threes.
Badgers with the basketball in the front court. Klesmet with it. Gets a screen from Crowell. Works it over to the right wing. Now Wall, entry pass, down low to Crowell. Turnaround jumper's good, and one. He's going to the free throw line.
I think if Wisconsin runs their offense and has their patience, they're going to be able to get a lot of really, really close shots between Wall and Crowell tonight.
Crowell going to the free throw line. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
4-3, Badgers lead it here in the Bahamas. Free throw attempt from Stephen Crowell, too strong. And Kansas with the rebound, 16:42 remaining first half. Brady Dick with the basketball in the front court for Kansas. They work it over on the left side with Wilson on the left wing. Now Harris flashes high, defended by Hepburn. Wilson with the basketball, kicks into the corner. McCullough wide open three, no good. Dick gets the offensive board, back out to McCullough. Right wing, that's no good. And boy, the Jayhawks having a hard time hitting their shots. They're getting looks, but they're not falling early on. Hepburn works it across half court for the Badgers. Finds Tyler Wall working against Wilson, driving with the left hand. Now into the corner on the left side. Chucky Hepburn working against Harris. Spin move. Harris takes it away from him. And the Jayhawks coming the other way. Quick hands from DeJuan Harris Jr. Working against Hepburn here. Driving on the left side. Picks up his dribble on the left elbow. Kicks it into the corner. Wilson, and knocked away by the Badgers. It'll stay here. But just a totally different level of play so far from both teams here on day two. This is up and down the floor so far.
It's going to be a track meet, and Wisconsin has to be able to run their offense well on their end so they slow things down a little bit and then make sure they make some shots. I mean, we can't give them runouts, and they've had two or three already, and they missed the threes from outside.
4-3, Badgers with a one-point advantage, 15:51 remaining first half. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here with you courtside from our American Family Insurance courtside position in the Bahamas. It's a 4-3 Badgers lead, 15-51 remaining first half. Just getting underway. Kansas has missed their last five field goal attempts. It's their basketball as we come out of the timeout. They get it into Grady Dick on the left corner. And Max Klesmet defending him is going to be whistled for the foul. It's kind of a ticky-tack call. It's been a physical game so far. And
I thought they might call a double dribble on that. Max got a hand in there, but Dick dribbled it with both hands two or three times in there.
Kansas gets it in. Dick with the basketball. Wilson, now they work it around to Yasufu. And then inside to Zach Clements, who's into the game. And his turnaround jumper no good. Knocked around, last touch by the Badgers. And it stays with Kansas. And
he didn't play at all yesterday.
He's played just under 11 minutes of action all season long, Zach Clements, who's in the game right now for the Jayhawks. Carter Gilmore in the game for the Badgers, and now a foul away from the basketball against Kansas. This one against Duane Harris Jr., and so the Badgers will get the basketball. Second team foul on the Jayhawks, first on Duane Harris. Here today so far, Tyler Wall with the basketball in the front court for the Badgers. It's a 4-3 Wisconsin lead. And his pass to Carter Gilmore is errant, and it's going to be an over and back on the Badgers. Gilmore cut the other direction, and Wall didn't anticipate it, so the Badgers turn it over.
Well, those are the kind of turnovers you just can't have. If they force you into one, that's one thing, but just to throw it to somebody in the crowd, that doesn't get it.
Yasufu gets it in to Harris, who walks it across half court. It's a screen from Clements, driving left side, now kicks it out to Yasufu. And now Wilson driving, right elbow, free throw line, step back jumper, no good.
Good defense by Tyler Wall, right up in his face.
0 for their last seven are the Jayhawks. Here's Hepburn in the front court for Wisconsin. Working it against Wilson. Gilmore was open for three, he'll pass it up. Kicks it over right wing to Klesmet, down on the low block. That's Wall working against Wilson. Finds a cutting Connor Asijan underneath for the reverse lay-in.
That's why they've got to get the ball in the post, because both our post guys are such good passers. And Wisconsin doing a great job back cutting.
Grady Dick driving and hanging in the air, and he misses it off the side of the rim in the lane. Asijan comes down to the board. Now the Badgers want to run a little bit. Wall working it down into the corner on the right side. Gives to Hepburn on the right wing. Wilson's defending him. Using his dribble. Now feeds Wall. Right elbow extended. Driving baseline. Dick's going to be whistled for the foul.
And I truly believe the key to this game is going to get the ball to Tyler Wall inside. I don't believe they can guard him. And we can put pressure on a guy like Dick trying to guard him that takes away from the other end of the floor where he's so dangerous.
Kamari McGee is checking into the game. So here's a Badger that didn't play in yesterday's game checking in. A 6-3 Wisconsin lead. 14-16 remaining here in the first half. Badgers on a 6-0 run. They've made their last three shots from the field. Jordan Davis checking back into the game, and Max Klesmet will come out of the contest.
With 14-16 left in the half, get it under the 12-minute. You'll probably see Chucky back in there.
Get it into the corner to Asijan on the inbound. His three is too strong. And here's a whistle. Away from the basketball after Kansas came down with the rebound.
There's a call.
It's going to be a technical foul on Wisconsin.
I don't understand.
It was away from the basketball. It was called on this side of the floor. And now the officials giving an explanation to Greg Gard, who does not seem to be overly thrilled with what the call was. So Jalen Wilson will take the free throw opportunity here for Kansas. Wilson makes the free throw. And now it'll be Kansas basketball underneath on the far side of the floor.
Did somebody say something? Because there was no action of any kind.
We did not get an explanation from the officials on what was called. It was a technical against Wisconsin. So here are the Jayhawks in the front court. A 6-4 Badger lead. Wilson with the basketball. Clements hands it back to Wilson on the right side. Now Harris at the top of the key. Gives to Clements. Driving against Gilmore on the right block. Lost the basketball for a moment. Kicks it back out to Harris. 8 to shoot on the shot clock for the Jayhawks. Harris driving. Finds a cutting Wilson. Wilson's layup is no good, but a whistle. And there's going to be a foul against the Badgers.
Kamari tried to draw a charge underneath the basket, and that usually doesn't work when you're so deep. They won't give you that one very often.
So Kansas basketball underneath on the far side. 13:47 remaining first half. It's a 6-4 Badger lead here. Harris trying to get it in. And he gets it in to Bobby Pettiford Jr. To Wilson in the lane. Kicks out into the corner. That's Yesufu. And it's off the mark, but last touch by Crowell out of bounds, and it will stay with Kansas. Defensive rebounding has been a little bit of an issue early on for the Badgers.
Well, you can't, against a team as active as Kansas, you can't go up with one arm. You've got to go up with two hands, put two hands on it, chin the ball, and be as tight with it as you possibly can.
Pettiford gets it into Jalen Wilson. Wilson on the left wing, driving against Wall, knocked it away for a moment into the hands of Clements. Now Yesufu, left wing, Wilson into the corner. That's DeJuan Harris Jr. He's going to dribble it back out and reset. 7 to shoot on the shot clock for the Jayhawks. Into the corner, Yesufu, driving with the left hand against Asijan, floating in the air. No good. Kamari McGee comes away with a rebound. He does not have numbers, so he will hold things up. Finds Wall on the left side of the top of the key. Now Crowell with the basketball. Back to the basket. Hands back off the Wall. Driving. Free throw line. Deep in the paint. Turnaround jumper. That is too strong. And Wilson skies for the rebound for the Jayhawks. Here comes Kansas the other way. Pull-up jumper for two for Wilson at the top of the key. Just inside the three-point line. We're tied at 6.
Yeah, but that is typical Kansas right there. Run the ball down. Get yourself a wide-open good look from 15 feet. Drains it.
Badgers with the basketball in the front court. Jordan Davis at the top of the key. Gives it to Crowell, far away from the basket. Hands off Wall, right wing. Wall driving now baseline on the right side. Kicks it back out to Crowell. Falling away, throws it to Jordan Davis on the other side of the floor. Wide open three for Asijan. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Last touch by Wall, and it's Kansas basketball. With 12:24 remaining here, first half. 6-6 ball game. Chucky Hepburn checks back in for McGee. Marcus Ilver checks in for Tyler Wall. Today's game is brought to you in part by Lion Energy. Visit lionenergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Wilson's out of the game, as is Clements for Kansas. Harris also out of the game. Pettiford running the point. Yesufu stays in the contest. McCullough back in along with Adams. Grady Dick flashes on the right wing, takes the basketball. They work it around left side. Pettiford driving, left elbow, dribbles behind his back, nearly lost the ball. Now back at the top of the key, still using that dribble. Drives into the lane, kicks into the corner, Yesufu. Now McCullough with it, driving, left side. Going up over Crowell, no good. Tipped around, back into the hands of McCullough. Into the corner, Dick for three. That one off the side of the backboard, and Davis comes down with the rebound for the Badgers.
Wisconsin's got to do a better job rebounding on this end of the court.
A lot of second chance opportunities for Kansas. It hasn't burnt the Badgers yet. Hepburn with the ball in the front court. Davis coming off the screen. Top of the key. 4-3. That's off the side of the rim. No good. And Yesufu has the board for Kansas. Up ahead. Dick in transition. Contact on the floor before the shot. On Grady Dick. This is going to be on Marcus Silver. And we have a timeout on the floor. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisconsin.edu. We are tied at 6. It's a defensive struggle so far, but it's had a pace to it. 11:29 remaining here in the first half. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Back with you courtside here at the Battle for Atlantis. Badgers and Jayhawks tied at 6, 11:29 remaining in the first half. Andy North and Lane Grindle with you from our positions at the American Family Insurance broadcast table here. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Go to amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Well, it's been a defensive struggle. That favors Wisconsin. Pace probably favors Kansas, but the Jayhawks not shooting it at all. Got to give a lot of credit to Wisconsin for how they've been able to impact shots for this Jayhawk club. Kansas basketball out of the timeout. Grady Dick with it right wing. Pettiford lost it on the way up. Gets it back, kicks out right wing. Grady Dick for three, and he will knock those down when he's open, and that's what he did.
Well, the loose ball, Max went after the loose ball. They got it back to Dick. Wide open three drains it.
9-6 Kansas lead, their second lead of this game. Chucky Hepburn working against Pettiford. Top of the key to Crowell. Back to Hepburn for a deep three, and Hepburn knocks down a three.
Well, we sure needed that to happen. Get Chucky some confidence with his shot. He has not shot the ball well the last couple of games.
Tied at 9. To Dick in the corner. Now Adams Jr. with the dribbles over free throw line. Hands it off to Pettiford. Working against Hepburn. Gets a screen. Now back out deep. Three for Dick from 23 feet. And he knocked it down. And he's getting going now. He's knocked down back-to-back trios. And Kansas takes a 12-9 lead.
Well, as easy as it is to say, you cannot let him catch the ball. He can't make it if he doesn't have it.
Foul out front against Bobby Pettiford Jr. And so Badger basketball on the far sideline. Now you knew that the poor shooting numbers for Kansas weren't going to last forever, and if somebody was going to get them on track, it was probably going to be Grady Dick.
Oh, this team shoots the ball so well because they get so many easy, wide-open shots when they're running their break.
12-9, Kansas lead, 10:28 remaining here in the first half. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. Plesman gets it into Connor Asijan. Asijan feeds Ilver, and now Hepburn comes out and takes the basketball right around half court. He's working against Pettiford. And now right wing Crowell. Back to Klesma. 10 to shoot on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Off the screen to Asijan, open for three. That's too strong. Grady Dick gets the rebound for Kansas.
Really a good look, just a little bit off.
Yesufu Briefly to McCullough. Now back around Dick. Again, another deep three. That one from 21 feet, but that's off the mark. Hepburn skies for the rebound for the Badgers. He's going to run up against Dick and loses the basketball out of bounds. Last touch by Kansas, and it'll stay with Wisconsin. You get a feel for how quick the hands are of these Jayhawks.
This is, I mean, obviously they're unbelievably talented team. They love to run, but they're fundamentally solid, and that's something they've always been able to do. Combine being smart with the ball. For as hard as they run it, they only have 12 turnovers a game, which is pretty darn good.
Badgers trying to get it in. Deflected on the inbound from Hepburn out of bounds. So again, it stays with Wisconsin. He's trying to find Klesman on the left wing. But the Jayhawks able to get a hand on it and knock it out of bounds. So now Klesman will inbound on the far side. Gets it into Wall. They'll feed deep down inside the crowd. Working with that right hand. Finds a cutting. Esegin off balance, off the glass for two. Connor Esegin with 4 points in this one so far.
Nice hard cut to the rim. Steve, as good a passer as he is, did a really nice job getting it to him.
12-11, Kansas lead. Harris back in there for the Jayhawks. Finds Wilson on the left wing. Working against Wall. Dribbles down left side. Good help from Klesman. Back out to Grady Dick. Finds a cutting Adams Jr. who finds McCullough on the baseline. And McCullough will go up and slam it home.
Beautiful movement by Kansas. Three or four different guys cutting through the middle. I think one thing they've done that's really disrupted Wisconsin's offense a little bit is Harris is putting a lot of pressure on Chucky way away from the basket.
14-11, Kansas with a three-point advantage. Wall has used his dribble. Finds a Esegin at the top of the key. Left wing, Crowell. They'll feed Wall. It's last touch by Kansas. Stays with the Badgers as it was knocked out of bounds. 8:55 remaining here in the first half.
Kansas have put more pressure on the ball than Wisconsin's seen in their first four games.
Get it into Crowell. Hepburn takes the handoff from him on the left elbow. Rises up for a jumper. No good. And the Jayhawks boxed out well. Harris comes away with the defensive board for Kansas. 3-point Kansas lead, 8:42 remaining first half. Harris pulls it back out, gives to Adams, who feeds it to Wilson on the left wing. Driving in the paint, up over Crowell, tried to leave it for Adams, and a foul is going to be called against Tyler Wall.
Yeah, they tried to lob back to Wilson from the big guy to and ended up, Tyler went up and got a lot of ball, but maybe got a little bit of wrist on it too.
Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 14-11, Kansas a three-point lead. The Badger fans didn't like the call. Adams at the free throw line for the Jayhawks. First one on the way. That is off the side of the rim and rolls around and off. So he misses the first one. He is 0-for-7 at the free throw line this year, Andy.
Well, if we're going to follow anybody, let's follow this dude.
Still looking for his first made free throw of the season for K.J. Adams Jr. And it won't come here.
He doesn't look very comfortable either at the line.
Missed that one too strong. Esegin with the rebound for the Badgers. And now Hepburn walks it across half court for Wisconsin. Esegin. Now right side Klesman working against McCullough. Driving and rejected, but a little bit of body before Klesman left his feet.
Well, I think that's what, you know, you got to be aggressive. You got to get going at the rim. And Max saw an opportunity and tried to take advantage of it.
You're going to give the continuation for Klesman, so he will go to the free throw line to shoot two here. First personal foul on Kevin McCullough. First free throw, that is no good. But the second one still to come. Hey, fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a brew pub, lots of matzo pizza. Official frozen pizza of UW Badger Athletics. Second free throw rolls around and falls in there. It's 14-12 Kansas. 8:16 remaining in the first half. Jayhawk basketball. DeJuan Harris Jr. with the ball. Finds Wilson on the right wing for three over Wall, and he buried it. 17-12 Kansas with a 5-point lead, their biggest of the day. Under 8 to play in the first half. Esegin with the basketball. Now flashing high post is Wall. Back to the basket, working against Wilson. Backing him in. Backing him in. Spins with the right hand. Couldn't get it to go. Tried to use the backboard. Here come the Jayhawks the other way. Left side, Wilson with the ball. Finds McCullough open for three. And that three is good. And the Jayhawks have found their stroke here over the course of this segment. A timeout called by Greg Gard. Jayhawks have opened up their biggest lead. It's 8, 20-12 with 7:36 remaining in the first half.
Even when they don't get a breakaway, they get back down the court so fast. They catch Wisconsin maybe not getting on their guy quick enough, and they're getting some really good looks.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 44. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Low 50s Saturday, turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 30s and mixed precip. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Back with you courtside at the Battle for Atlantis. Winner bracket game between the Badgers and the Jayhawks. Kansas has opened up a 20-12 lead. They're on a 6-0 run currently. As Andy North and Lane Grindle with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. And the Badgers had only given up 8 made threes all season coming into today. They've given up 5 here, and most of them come here. 4 of them have come here in the last 4 minutes or so.
And almost all of them are off of transition threes. Yeah. You know, the last guy down, you don't pick him up, gets a wide open shot. But I think, you know, even despite that, you cannot give Kansas these second opportunities with the offensive rebounds. And Wisconsin's getting a lot of nice looks around the basket. They're like 1 for 5 on layups. So they've got to figure out a way to be able to put the ball in the basket. Now Kansas coming with a little bit of pressure.
Badger basketball out of the timeout. And Chucky Hepburn will bring the ball across half court for Wisconsin. Working against DeJuan Harris Jr. Finds Klesman. Thought about a three. Driving. Kicks out in the corner. Jordan Davis. Now feeds low block to Crowell on the right side. Working against Adams with that left hand. Spin move. Left-handed little baby hook. No good. And boy, the Badgers have missed a lot of close shots like that inside of 7 or 8 feet.
And that had nothing to do with defense. That was just missing a nice little left-handed hook from about 3 feet.
Jayhawks basketball. Harris coming off a screen, driving in the paint. Finds Dick in the corner for three. That went off the front of the rim, no good. But Harris tracks down the rebound for Kansas. Their guard none too pleased. Now Wilson to McCullough in the right corner. Back out top to Key. Harris driving. Finds McCullough in the right block, right wing rather. And he'll feed Adams underneath. And he'll get it to go with the left hand. And the Jayhawks with a 10-point advantage now, 22-12. It's an 8-0 run for Kansas. Klesman on the left wing. Driving against Grady Dick. Now kicks it out on the right wing to Tyler Wall. Finds a cutting Chucky Hepburn on the right elbow. Harris defending him. Hepburn driving with that left hand. Kicks out left side. Extra pass in the corner. Klesman for three. That one rattled home.
Nice job by Jordan Davis. Not taking the shot, but getting to Max, who is even more open than Jordan was.
The extra pass from the Badgers. 22-15, Kansas. Wilson on the left side. Finds Adams Jr. on the left elbow, now into the corner. This is Harris working against Hepburn. A cutting McCullough, and nothing to do but lay it in with the right hand. A great look by Harris and a great cut by McCullough. 24-15, Jayhawks. 5:42 remaining first half. Davis finds Klesman. Back over to Davis, driving with that right hand on the right wing. Now back out Crowell, top of the key. He's going to look for somebody. Picks up the dribble, finds Wall from the free throw line. The jumper in and out, no good. Wilson comes down to the board for Kansas.
Another really good look on offense for the Badgers. Just aren't making shots yet.
Dick into the corner to McCullough. The right side, just in front of the Badgers bench. Loose ball taken away by Tyler Wall. He's going to go all the way. Thought about dunking it. He got indecisive and then ends up missing the layup. And Kansas comes away with a basketball. Up ahead to Harris. To Wilson for three from the left wing. That's no good. Crowell comes down with the board for the Badgers. Wall just got caught in between. He didn't know if he wanted to dunk it or lay it in. He ended up doing neither. Hepburn. To Crowell at the top of the key. Hands it off Jordan Davis. Looking for a screen. Now dribbles it out of bounds, but last touch by Kansas. Yeah. And it'll stay with the Badgers as Gilmore and Ilberg and check into this game.
Yeah. Tyler is absolutely gassed. He's given so much effort on the defensive end. Then a quick run out the other end. And he actually asked to come off the floor, which that doesn't happen very often.
Jordan Davis will inbound on the near sideline. On the Badgers end of the floor. He gets it in to Chucky Hepburn. 10 to shoot on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Hepburn working against Harris. Driving. Free throw line. Step back. Jumper for two. Too strong. And Pettiford comes down to the rebound for Kansas. Pettiford running the point right now. Gives to fellow point guard Harris on the right wing. Now Wilson on the left side. Looking inside to Clements. Against Gilmore. Clements picks up his dribble. Back out left wing, Wilson. 12 to shoot on the shot clock for the Jayhawks. Back out top of the key, Harris. Into the corner, Wilson on the left side. Driving into the paint. Steps over Gilmore. It will not fall, but he will get the contact. And Wilson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Nards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. First personal foul on Carter Gilmore. And Wilson's shot falls. Wilson has 7 in this contest now.
A lot of players on the floor breathing hard. This has been up and down, very fast, very physical.
Second free throw's on the way. That one's true as well. 26-15 Kansas lead. Their biggest lead of this contest. With 4:05 remaining in the first half. Jordan Davis with it in the front court now. Gives it to Ilver, who hands off on the left wing to Hepburn. Now Gilmore hands it off on the right wing. Klesman with it. Davis on the right wing looking inside. He'll drive with the left hand in the paint. Rises up for two. No good. Clements with the rebound for Kansas. To McCullough. Now they push it up the floor to Pettiford on the right side. Left wing, DeJuan Harris Jr. with the basketball. Jordan Davis defending him. Clements comes out to give him a screen. Working with that left hand. Now feeds Clements. Thought about a three. Puts it on the floor. Lost the ball on the way up. And the Badgers save it into Ilver, who gets it to Davis. And the Badgers coming the other way. 3:18 remaining in the first half. An 11-point Kansas lead, 26-15. Hepburn gives to Ilver. Trying to knock down a three. Too strong. From that left wing. Now McCullough wants to run in transition. In the corner, Harris. Extra pass. Clements open for three. That one's too strong. And Harris tracks down the loose ball. Foul going to be whistled against Gilmore, his second. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. These 50-50 balls going the way of the Jayhawks here in the first half.
They've got pretty much every one of them. This is like 6 offensive rebounds now. You just can't do that against a good team.
Timeout on the floor, 26-15. Jayhawks with the lead, 2:58 remaining. Here in the first half, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com. Put a little
love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
I mean, back with you from the battle for Atlantis as the Badgers and the Jayhawks locked into one with 10-258 rather, remaining here in the first half. 26-15, Jayhawks with an 11-point lead. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. Well, Andy, Badgers hanging in there, but Jayhawks starting to knock down some shots and really winning the battle on the board.
25-11 rebounds, 8 offensive rebounds to 0 for Wisconsin. And we probably aren't going to get a lot of offensive rebounds because they're going to try to turn and run down and defend the other end. But you can't give them extra shots, and that's what the Badgers are doing. And you add to the fact that they're not making shots from 3 and 4 feet from the bucket. So I think, honestly, being down at this point by 11, you know, you win these last 3 minutes and you go into halftime in single digits, you still got a chance.
Jayhawk basketball as we come out of the timeout. Badgers have made just one of their last 9 attempts from the field. Juan Harris Jr. driving in the paint, rises up, little teardrop, no good, and Crowell comes down to the rebound and a foul whistled against Clements for Kansas. On the rebound by Stephen Crown.
But that time, Stephen came off of a good base, went up hard, got both hands on the ball. So often he's trying to catch it with one hand, and that was exactly what he wants to do.
Isaac Lindsay in the game for the Badgers, and he'll work it across half court. Chucky Hepburn currently on the bench. Right wing, Crow with the basketball. Now to Tyler Wall, who pops out top and takes it. Feeds over on the left side of the circle to Lindsay. Left wing now, Klesman. Driving in the paint, picks up his dribble, turnaround jumper, rolls around and falls in for Max Klesman.
I mean, they're getting their shots. I mean, it's not like Candace's defense is incredible. The Badgers are getting the shots they want. They just aren't making them.
Klesman has 6. It's a 26-17 Kansas lead. MJ Rice into the game for Kansas. Super freshman. Works it around to the right side of the circle to Duan Harris. Now McCullough driving, blows right past Wall and lays it in with a little finger roll on the right baseline. 28-17 Jayhawks. McCullough with 9 for Kansas. He leads them in scoring. Badger basketball in the front court. Lindsay with it on the left wing. Had it deflected. Now foul against Duan Harris Jr. will be called.
Well, Lindsay going to the line with a 1-1. That
has team foul number 7 on the Jayhawks. So Lindsay will go shoot a 1-1. Minute 40 remaining first half. Wisconsin trying to make a little run here to close out this first half and try to make this more manageable in the second half. Certainly very much a part of things right now, trailing 28-17. with Lindsey getting ready to try to knock down the front end of the 1-1 here.
Dick is back in the game for Kansas, so someone better be well aware of that, because he will get it up in the up as quickly as they get it down the floor.
First free throw from Lindsey rattles home. That's his first free throw attempt of the season for Isaac Lindsey. Second one is on the way. That one rattled in and out. So 28-18, 10-point Jayhawk advantage. A little over 90 seconds remaining in the first half. Pettiford dribbles over left side. Gives to Adams, top of the key. Now right side, that's Yesufu in the paint. Finds a cutting Wilson in the paint. And Wilson's shot altered by Crowell. Rebound goes to Wall. And the Badgers want to run. Here's a Sejan in transition. Driving, lost the handle on the basketball. And Adams comes up with it. It's going to be a jump ball as Adams and a Sejan fighting for the basketball on the floor. And the possession arrow favors Kansas.
Carter was trying to bounce past the ball to Crowell underneath some Kansas bodies and just lost control of it.
Badger basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Jayhawk basketball, Pettiford gives to Adams, top of the key. They work it over left wing, Wilson. Just beyond the free throw line, pulls up, hits the deuce.
Boy, he is really a solid player. Thick, strong, big time scorer. He's going to make a lot of money playing basketball.
Wilson has 10. It's a 30-18 Kansas lead. Klesmet with it. Works it over right wing. Esegin driving in the paint. Nearly taken away. Gets it back in the layup. No good, but tipped in by Tyler Wall.
First offensive rebound for the Badgers. Took advantage of it. 10-point lead with 36 seconds to go.
30-20. 7-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock as Kansas holding the basketball out front. Yesufu dribbling. Esegin will defend him, and out timeout called by Bill Self as he wants to talk this one over with his club. So a timeout on the floor here at Imperial Arena with a 30-20 Kansas lead, 23.8 seconds remaining in the first half. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there with Andy North, Lane Grindle with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. All right, if you're the Badgers, pretty simple right here, trying to get a stop and trying to get something offensively going into the locker room.
Yeah, 24 seconds left, 15 on the shot clock, so Wisconsin will have a decent amount of time. They just need to get a stop here. They need to get a stop and go down and make one and get it under 10. I think they'd be very pleased with the way things have gone.
Wilson with 10 for Kansas. Badgers with 6 from Klesmet so far. Yesufu will inbound it right in front of us on the near sideline in the front court for Kansas. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. He gets it into Pettiford to Adams. Now Wilson comes off screen, loses the basketball, and falls down. Grady Dick has it. Step back deep, 3, and how did he make it? He knocked it down from 24 feet. He basically picked it up off the ground and hit a 3. 7 seconds remaining in the first half. Now Crowell open for 3 with 3 seconds remaining. No good. Esegin gets the rebound, goes back up. Did he get it off in time? They're going to count it. They'll probably have to go to the monitor and see if that will count, but for now they're going to count it from Esegin as he got the rebound and ducked underneath of a defender and laid it in right at the buzzer. So for the time being, we're at the half, and it's 33-22 Kansas with an 11-point advantage.
Yeah, that's going to be close. I'm not 100% sure he got that one off, but effort was there, the idea was there, and the kind of how this half went was the what Dick did there at the end. Wall playing great defense on Wilson. Wilson loses the ball. It bounces out to Dick, throws it up from 25 feet, and he makes it.
I'll tell you, from our vantage point, I didn't think he probably got it off either, but they are taking a look at it still and trying to determine if this will count or if it will come off the board. They are going to wave it off, so it will be a 33-20. 13-point lead for the Jayhawks here at halftime. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone!
all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Good God. I mean, the fact that you just can't.
Back with you from the Battle for Atlantis here in the Bahamas. It's a 33-20 Kansas lead over Wisconsin. Grady Dick hit a three with about 8 seconds remaining in the first half. Badgers came down, missed an open three from Stephen Crowell. Asijan got the rebound, put it back in. They countered it initially, but after going to the monitor, they took that off the board. So a 13-point Kansas lead here at the half at Imperial Arena in the Battle for Atlantis. This is the winner's bracket game. So the winner of this one goes to the championship tomorrow night. The loser of this one will play in the third-place game. The other winner bracket game is, of course, Tennessee and USC later today. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Andy North and Lane Grindle with you here from halftime from the Bahamas, from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. We got more halftime when we return right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Get your projects done with a wet-dry shop vacuum from Masterforce. You can get it for the low price of only $54.99. Give your floors a deep clean and get a Hoover Power Scrub Carpet Extractor. Save $90 instantly and get it for only $149. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
Use Bank Business Essentials as a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders,
plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you at halftime here in the Bahamas. Kansas with a 33-20 lead over Wisconsin here at the half as we continue with the Culver's Halftime Show and our SBA Halftime Conversation. Andy North, opportunities in that first half for Wisconsin, and they really did a pretty good job defensively, all things considered.
When you look at the score, 33-20, you're thinking they just dominated the game. That's not the case. The Badgers were pretty good on defense, holding them on 33 points on 41 possessions. That's awesome. Offensively, you cannot keep missing shots around the basket. I mean, you work the ball around for 15 seconds, get a guy cut into the basket, gets a wide open shot and miss it. You know, that just kills you. And that's been the case. They probably have five or six misses from point blank, and you make most of those, and it's a pretty darn good game at this point.
Now, when we come back, we'll listen into some first half highlights. That's coming up after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheese making. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Back with you from the Bahamas, 33-20. Kansas leads the Badgers at the half. As we are with you from the American Family Insurance broadcast table, let's listen into the highlights of the first half. Badgers with the basketball in the front court. Klesmet with it. Gets a screen from Crowell. Works it over to the right wing. Now Wall. Entry pass down low to Crowell. Turnaround jumper's good. And one. He's going to the free throw line. Hepburn driving with that left hand. Kicks out left side. Extra pass in the corner. Klesmet for three. That one rattled home. Chucky Hepburn working against Pettiford. Top of the key to Crowell. Back to Hepburn for a deep three, and Hepburn knocks down a three. To Klesmet, down on the low block. That's Wall working against Wilson. Finds a cutting Connor Assijan underneath for the reverse lay-in. Badgers with some opportunities in that first half. Missed a few shots in close range. Probably would like to have those back, but they trail by 13 here at the half. Going to need a flurry coming out here to start this second half. We've got plenty more of the halftime show. When we return, we're going to take a look at our halftime stats. Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee.